nating and who's not, separating the wheat from the chaff. They have nine candidates, and nobody really knows who's out in front.
Yeah, one of the last polls was done maybe a month and a half ago, and it showed pretty much a tight three-way race in governor, with the governor trailing behind Dean Heller and Joe Lombardo. You know, that's one poll, and then you look at another poll, and, you know, there's a 16-point difference, and Lombardo is running away with it. So, you know, I think we have to wait a little bit, as you said, when. That's a great question. I'm sure there'll be a series of polls done again prior to the primary. I just don't know what month they'll hit. But, you know, I'm looking, too, at, you know, the national polls like Gallup and Quinnipiac, that continue to be produced as Biden's number continues to crater, that gives strength to the Republican Party. The Republican Party is rising, and they've risen like they haven't before. I mean, let's recall, Kevin, that on the heels of the Barack Obama's first term, the Republicans had a red wave in 2010. We replaced most of the governors and flipped those states to red governors. And then, of course, you look at, and also in the Congress, we provided more of a stop to the Obama agenda. Thanks to John McCain, we got the full Obama agenda. But then you look over at Virginia in the latest red wave, or New Jersey was close. But in the Virginia election, I think that Republicans, candidates as well as electeds, should be taking notes from Youngkin right now, Greg Youngkin, the new governor of Virginia, whereby he signed basically nine executive orders and two other orders, so a total of 11 orders on his first day, fired dozens of people, which is something that Trump never did, which is something that he should have done. He should have basically fired the whole entire department of the FBI and every department thereof. Greg is showing how you govern. And he was governed, and he was elected and ushered into the office of governor because why? He appealed not to the independents, you know, not to the Republicans. He appealed to the parents. Education, which should be the primary issue in this state, education, he promised them to make the parents more involved in their students' education. And when you look at Nevada, you have a lot of Democrats that talk a big game when it comes to education, but they talk a big game because they're getting paid and fleeced by the unions. And teachers right now should be asking themselves, what in the hell has your union done for you lately? Are they paying for your extra pencils and your extra pens and your extra school supplies, which some teachers cost them six? I spoke to one teacher, it was costing her $6,000 a school year.
That's incredible.
Is the union that funnels millions and millions of dollars providing anything to the teachers? They certainly aren't providing a good health care plan. I think if you read the latest Review Journal report, that the health care that the union runs and provides is basically bankrupt, and it's pushed teachers into collections because they won't pay their bills, even though they've gotten tens and tens of millions of dollars, and $46 million is missing. So if you like corruption, if you like your students being completely illiterate and not prepared to enter the real world, then keep voting for Democrats, because this is what we've gotten under Democrat rule. And so we have to make sure that the Republican candidates, and I've read a lot of their bios and a lot of their platforms, they do put education front and center, but they should be taking notes on how to lead, how to run, and then how to lead from Youngkin.
Megan, it's always good. I always learn something, and I love reading the NevadaGlobe.com. If folks want to reach out to you, is that the best place to do it?
That's the best place to do it. They can also sign up for the national news on my newsletter at ReaganBabe.com. Comes every single Sunday.
We will talk next week. You have a great week, okay?
Very good. Thank you so much.
Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com. And as the political season heats up, you're going to want to be checking this every day. There is something new and really interesting every day on the NevadaGlobe.com. Check it out. I do. You should, too. Stay where you are. More to do. We'll take you to the floor of the United States Senate, where they are debating blowing up the filibuster, or changing the filibuster. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, it's 1:32. I've got a complete bank full of different pictures of what's happening on our area freeways with our traffic cams. And I see that traffic is moving along there on the 15 through the resort area. Maybe a little bit of congestion there on Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo. Otherwise, not too bad. Also on the 215, things are moving along on the Southern Beltway. Maybe you'll tap the brakes there a little bit. 215 eastbound at Gillespie. No delays on the Northern Beltway of the 215. Slow flows on the 515, though. Eastbound at Main, westbound at Eastern. Only two lanes are available through that construction zone.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Second and six from the seven. Here comes the blitz. Slides to his right. Close low. Cut the goal line. Cooper Kupp makes the catch for the touchdown.
The action on the Rams radio network. LA moving on in the NFL playoffs. They beat the Cardinals 34-11. They led it 21-0 at the half. Matthew Stafford, 13 of 17 passing, 202 yards, two touchdowns. He also rushed for a score. Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham Jr. with the touchdown grabs. On the other side, Kyler Murray got picked off twice, 19 of 34 passing for 137 yards. James Conner rushed for Arizona's only touchdown. The divisional playoff round is set. Two games on Saturday. The Titans will host the Bengals. Then the 49ers will visit Packers. On Sunday, it'll be the Rams heading to Tampa Bay and the Chiefs playing host to Buffalo. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Fever is the leading symptom of COVID and the flu, and the only way to reliably detect fever is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Be sure to seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want, family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm
One of the things that we're going to be hearing a lot about in the next 2 days, leading up to a vote or votes in the United States Senate, voting rights, the filibuster rule, and all kinds of other nonsense from the desk of Chuck Schumer. I thought it was really fascinating. Kamala Harris was out on Martin Luther King Day speaking out really of both sides of her mouth on President Biden and race. Let's go to cut one real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before we take you to the floor of the United States Senate. This is Vice President Kamala Harris.
Last week, the president and I visited Atlanta to deliver a message. It is time for the United States Senate to do its job. A landmark bill, as we all know, sits before the United States Senate. The Freedom to Vote, John R. Lewis Act. As Dr. King said, the only normalcy he would accept is the normalcy that recognizes the dignity and worth of all God's children. Today, we must not be complacent or complicit.
Working with, praising Joe Biden. Wasn't that long ago Kamala Harris was ripping Joe Biden to shreds, accusing him of being complicit during a primary debate. Perhaps she forgot her own words. We'll remind her.
To hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Wow. Now, she was talking about when Joe partnered with the former Klansman Robert KKK Byrd to stop the integration of public schools. You see, Joe even said publicly he didn't want public schools to become, racial jungles. That's right, his words. Of course, Kamala Harris isn't the only Democrat to shamefully exploit race to push a political agenda. It's used every election. It used to be every 2 years, every 4 years, every election cycle. Democrats accuse their political enemies. Me, same playbook, where they're racist, they're sexist, they're homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, now transphobic. They want dirty air, water, and they want to take us back to the days of Jim Crow. And, of course, they want to throw grandma and grandpa in a wheelchair off a cliff. Today, Nancy Pelosi said MLK, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Abe Lincoln would all have tears in their eyes if they knew Republicans and two Democrats were preserving the filibuster.
Kamala Harris is the biggest hypocrite on the planet today. This is a woman, this is a politician that will say anything and do anything. She doesn't really care. And that's why last night on Hannity, I laughed out loud watching Kamala Harris talking about the speech in Atlanta, talking about her own history. It's just incredible. It's absolutely incredible. I want to take you to the floor of the United States Senate in just a couple minutes, and I'll let you get a little tone of what's going on. They're planning, by the way, they want to have a vote. The Dems want to have a vote in the Senate on the voting rights bill, on the filibuster. And it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. We're going to take a quick break. Then we'll take you to the floor of the United States Senate. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come.
Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com. Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey. While sound quality alone sets them apart from other hearing aids out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million adjustments, and you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. In business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. Call 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
By the way, one of the coolest politicians that I have heard over the course of the last, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 months, is Tim Scott from South Carolina. He was on with Brian Kilmeade, and he is a guy that, in the purest sense of the word, is a public servant. And in fact, he talked about all of that and more in a conversation with Brian Kilmeade. Let's go to cut two if we can. We'll squeeze this in, and then we'll go to the floor of the United States Senate, where Dick Durbin is talking.
Play action. Allen. Knox. Stiff arm. Major touchdown.
Yes.
Absolutely, because everyone's coming for.
Well, I think I'm burdened by history in many ways, meaning that so many times the conversation.
What was that I just heard?
About the first African American senator from the South. Blessing and curse at the same time. My theory is I'm not called to serve black people. I'm just called to serve Americans. I think it says a lot about our country, and it says a lot about South Carolina that they chose me and then elected me to be their senator. I like talking about the evolution of the Southern heart, because the state I live in is not the state that my grandfather was born in, not the state that my mother was born in, even though both are called South Carolina. This South Carolina is different. We have evolved so much in so little time that access to real opportunity, being judged by your character and not your color, is my reality.
You'll talk about race. You'd rather not.
Absolutely.
You rather not, even though it's necessary. But you rather talk about the issues in your party and the country.
I prefer just to be one of 100, to be one person representing a state and the nation, not the black guy, but just the guy. But that's not my plight, and I'm okay with that. I've embraced it. But I also like talking about people who've been marginalized. And disproportionately, a lot of African Americans have had that experience. But in South Carolina, that's true for my rural folks as well. Rural South Carolina has been without representation.
Right.
Rural America has been without representation.
What did you and what do Republicans learn, if anything, from now Governor-elect Youngkin's campaign?
Well, I've been trying to say it for a long time, and he just did it. Happy warriors attract a bigger crowd. That politics is a game of addition. That talking about education is something that we as Republicans should always focus on. Having parental involvement is key. I've talked about the importance of school choice and education equality for a long time. He has run on those issues that resonate with the average person in this country. If we were to win in 2022 and beyond, we're going to have to just talk plain English to our folks. And when we do, when we champion the causes that they believe in the most, we're going to be okay.
Senator, when you look at your career, one thing that stands out that people took notice is when you had the rebuttal to the State of the Union address. What was it about that speech and your delivery that worked?
I think it was just being authentically and sincerely myself. I honestly think that America's hungry for some good news. I think America's hungry to hear the truth, that while we have an original sin, we are not a racist country. That fighting discrimination with discrimination is wrong.
That's Tim Scott. I think he might be the second black president. Or third, depending on if you count Bill Clinton. Yuck. But he really is. He talks in plain English so that all of us can understand, and I love that. I want to take you to the floor of the United States Senate, where they are right now debating the voting rights bill. This is Dick Durbin. He is the Assistant Majority Leader of the United States Senate. He is a Democrat from Illinois, and here we go.
Recording that we have of the conversation between the leading election officials and President Donald Trump after he lost the election in 2020. That's exactly what he set out to do. And now in 19 states, they are setting up a scenario for that same strategy and tactic to be followed if you're disappointed with the outcome of an election. Arkansas and Kansas have already passed laws that, according to experts from State United Democracy Center, Protect Democracy and Law Forward, could be used to shift the power to decide elections to partisan political actors. In those states, the voters won't have the last word. The Republican political leaders will. And legislators in other states have introduced troubling bills with similar implication. For instance, in the state of Arizona, state legislators introduced three separate bills that, according to the Brennan Center for Justice, quote, would have directly empowered partisan officials to reject or overturn election results. It is an incredible outcome. More traditional attacks on the right to vote include efforts in Michigan, for example, where a group of Republican lawmakers are attempting to bypass the state's governor, as well as the state's voters, to enact a measure restricting voting rights.
That's Dick Durbin, the senator from Illinois, and I'll just tell you, they're going to fight like hell to get this bill passed, the voting rights bill, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, the Freedom to Vote Act, and the filibuster rule. They'd like to change that. They're going to do all that, and they're going to try and do it, believe it or not, tomorrow. But that's the debate that's going on right now in the United States Senate. Stay where you are. The NHL is changing how they're dealing with testing. A lot of the sports are changing how they're dealing with testing. We'll get into that and more coming up on a Tuesday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have gentleman Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass, and he's been following a story. He's a big sports fan, and at least one of the major league sports is maybe showing the way on testing and changing the way they're dealing with these protocols. What do you have for us?
Yeah, after just a couple of weeks ago, remember, there were multiple games in the NHL which were canceled because a lot of their players were testing positive for the coronavirus. So they had to literally, there were just so many people that were testing positive, and they were asymptomatic. So what they've decided to do is to go ahead and pump the brakes on the asymptomatic testing –